This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Sundial's English Rose, Joyce Billingsley, is in the writer's corner today. Adventures with husband Bill have always given color to her daily life. She calls this one Blue Car Blues.
Back in the 1970s, when we were living in Germany, my husband Bill got me a bargain of a car in a hurry and wasn't too choosy. It was an old blue Taunus, deceptively normal looking, but it had a few quirks. Seat belts were a new requirement then, and it was retrofitted with a set acquired from Air France. The previous owner's girlfriend was a stewardess for that airline. The main problem the car came with, though, was that frequently when changing gears, it would get stuck between second and third, which happened most often when I was stopped at a light in heavy traffic. Bill, ever the enterprising man, fixed me up with a new accessory so that I could jump out fast and with my bright yellow rubber glove delve under the hood into the innards of the motor and release the jam. I learned how very quickly and got used to making a spectacle of myself in the middle of intersections. I had more than my share of adventures in that car. One that stands out in my memory is when I foolishly drove with the kids down a mountain in the dark, through hairpin bends and rush hour traffic, all the way home with no brakes. Relying heavily on the gears, I managed to go slow enough to ease my way through all the bends, curves and stoplights. Amazingly, the gears didn't jam up a single time. Not long after that, we moved north, so I started out with our daughters ahead of Bill, knowing that at least if he was behind, he could rescue us if the car died. About 70 kilometres up the autobahn, it happened, but it didn't faze me a bit, and I calmly coasted to the side of the road and waited. 2 hours later, Bill showed up, and with every intention of towing us to the next parking plots, he somehow manoeuvred his truck, accidentally wedging it into a ditch. Now we were two vehicles stuck on a hill on a cold and gloomy February day. We sat there another 4 hours. Bill twice walked to the nearest emergency phone and called the police, and nobody came. The moving van with all our belongings went zooming past. The moving men waved merrily, not realising our predicament. One time a man stopped to help us, and Bill, not wanting to claim any responsibility, told him that he was just trying to be a good Samaritan. This poor woman with two kids in a beat-up old car needed help, and he'd stopped to assist and got himself stuck. The two of them stood looking at the wreck of a car and wondered just what kind of a man would let his family drive on the autobahn in such a clunker. Night fell before a brave soul, an American serviceman, came to our rescue and managed to pull our truck back onto the road. As we drove away, I looked back at my blue Taunus, knowing it was goodbye, and I didn't shed a tear.
Things have calmed down considerably for Joyce Billingsley and Bill since they became residents of Huntsville a few years ago. Joyce now gets around town in a mostly dependable vehicle. This is the Sundial Writer's Corner on WLRH Huntsville. Listen to us also at WLRH.org.
Click, clank, open up a door, girls. Click, clank, open up a door, boys. Front door, back door, clickety, clack, take you riding in my car. Climb, climb, rattle on the front seat. Spree, I sprattle on the back seat. Turn my key, step on the starter, take you riding in my car. Engine, it goes, engine, it goes. Front seat, back seat, boys and girls, take you riding in my car. Trees and the houses walk along, trees and the houses walk along. Truck and a cart and a garbage can, I'll take you riding in my car. Ships and little boats chug along, ships and little boats chug along. Take you riding in my car. I'm gonna zoom you home again, I'm gonna zoom you home again. Roll home, take you riding in my car. I'm gonna let you blow the horn.